7. The Ramparts. We now reach the area of the ramparts, and we'll cross to the other side of the bridge. At one time, there was a moat around the entire perimeter that, in the case of this section of the wall we are looking at, was fed by the Palacio River. The top part of the ramparts included a parapet, battlements, and walkways for the guards. There were 8 entrances to the town. From where we are standing, on the left is Tortosa Gate, currently located on Calle Santo Domingo, and to our right, Barcelona Gate, on the street of the same name. Sturdy towers flanked and guarded each one of the town gates. The ramparts were completed during the 1370s, the last years of the maestrazgo, or leadership, of Pedro de Tous. Through the centuries, they witnessed many wars, such as the Revolt of the Brotherhoods, Guerra de las Germanías, at the beginning of the 16th century, the Catalan Revolt, or Reapers' War, which affected some parts of the northern regions of Valencia, and the French siege during the War of Spanish Succession, between December 1705 and January 1706. During this last war, Sant Mateo sided with the Archduke of Austria, and with support from British troops, resisted the attack of troops fighting for the House of Bourbon. However, the victory of the enemy troops in the Battle of Almansa brought disastrous consequences. As punishment for having supported the House of Austria, orders were issued to tear the ramparts of the town down. The orders, however, were only partially obeyed, because at the end of the 18th century, hundreds of meters of ramparts were still standing, along with most of the gates and towers. Soon, new conflicts, first the Spanish War of Independence and later the Carlist Wars, would make it necessary to reinforce the town's defensive system. Sant Mateo was greatly affected by this latter conflict, and was occupied various times by both sides. The ramparts started to disappear progressively during the 19th century, as a result not only of numerous conflicts, but also because the ramparts were of little use after the conflicts had ended. The town gates were also demolished, although parts of the towers were used as walls for houses and can still be seen today.